It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Ah, yes. Jack the Ripper himself. Good to see you. Upright.
Thank you, dear leader. I appreciate your concern.
There's none to appreciate. I am more interested in your discovery.
Discovery, sir?
Yes, you fool. The secret on how to kill the Blood Reapers without a blood moon.
Yes, we all returned at great risk to our own person to hear this triumphant news ourselves.
If it's true.
And so, Chickihotep, is it?
Well, you see, your royalnesses, you ain't exactly catching me at my best.
When do we ever? Where's the other?
He is here, leader.
Alistair Conacher, at your service, your highness.
Tell us about your discovery.
We were told by a trusted source that back in 1365, the Blood Reaper uprising was quelled by a unique method.
God damn it, man. Spit it out.
Werewolves.
What?
Ridiculous.
That's positively absurd.
Oh, Jesus, Al. You've gone and done it now.
No, really. Werewolves.
Werewolves are uncontrollable beasts, Alistair. They'll turn on you as easily as they would turn on the Blood Reapers.
It's madness.
Perhaps not.
What did he say?
I remember the story of Luca, as I'm sure you as well, Chickihotep.
Why, but...
You controlled them then. How did you do it?
We made them, vampires.
I'm sorry, what? I have vampiric hearing, but I am 2,000 years old.
Fucking hell, we made them vampires.
You made mongrels vampires.
Is such a thing even possible?
It is, and we did it.
And what became of these vampiric werewolves?
They were, put down.
How?
Once the full moon was gone and the Blood Reapers had been cleaned up, they returned to their human form. We chopped off their heads and burned them to ash.
My God, man!
It was the only way to be sure.
Who dares disturb us in session? You there, open the door and see who it is.
Knock, knock, motherfuckers. Judgment Day has arrived.
Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment presents The Vampires of Whitechapel. Chapter 19, The Wolf. Written by J.C. Delatorre. The Vampires of Whitechapel opening theme, Awakening, and closing theme, Dark Legacy, is by Midnight Syndicate. All the music in this episode is by J.C. Delatorre and Atlantis Paradox. Note: this show contains dramatic scenes of horror, descriptions of violence and gore, and strong language that could be unsettling to young listeners. Parental discretion is strongly advised.
This way, Mum!
You certainly regained your ability to run quickly.
Fear is a powerful motivator, Mother dear.
I think we lost them. Cantello was focused on Bram.
Did you see anyone else escape?
I don't believe so. Malachi was surrounded. Lydia had Nocturna's head in her hands. Ariana had Samara by the throat.
Ariana. She was such a disappointment. You loved her, did you not?
No. Of course not.
You did. It's why you made her. You were quite smitten.
It was just a moment of weakness.
Yeah, well, we have no more moments to give, brother. The next time we see Ariana, it'll be with wolves at our side.
When is the next full moon?
Tomorrow night. First, We need to find them. Do you have any known werewolf sightings in the city?
No.
I may know a guy. You!
Consorting with werewolves? I would never have thought.
I ran across him last month when we were searching for Thomas Grosvenor.
Okay. Let's get Mum to safety and then move on. Mum, where do you have the pyramid parked?
In the field outside of London.
Okay. Let's get you there and you leave town. You hear me?
I am the queen here. I give the orders.
No, this time. You get gone. I cannot be thinking of you. They're trying to put this genie back into the bottle.
The council is decimated. All the descendants, save us, are dead.
Yes, Mum. I know.
Jackie Hotep, what is to happen to us?
I think we know what will happen.
What? What will happen?
You'll see.
Oh my God. I've never tasted blood like this. Thank God we had one of our reapers following Alistair and the other.
Very old, ancient blood. Hundreds of years, maybe thousands.
How did we beat them so easily?
It's dawn, honey. Even the most powerful of bloodsuckers go limp when the sun rises.
This council, it seemed important. I wonder if it's the one Jack and Alistair were originally called to. We are in Canary Wharf, right?
Yes.
So Jack knew about this, but I don't think Alistair did. He certainly didn't tell me about it.
I agree. I have a feeling this council rarely meets, or it would have been in our chronicles. I think we just struck a mighty blow, Cantello. This was some sort of council of elders. Elites.
This may have been a deciding battle. Or we just kicked a hornet's nest.
The vampire kings and queens! We fucking wiped out the blood-sucking UN of undead kind!
I'm not sure you understand the significance of this. There will be consequences!
It is amazing to me that we didn't even know they existed.
I don't see Queen Tananaqua here.
No, she must have escaped.
Damn it! Sloppy! I thought we had all the exits covered.
They must have had a hidden one somewhere.
I don't see Jack or Alistair or that Chadwick guy either.
Very convenient. All of Ariana's friends seem to escape the carnage.
Why are you looking at me like that?
She'll already be on her way to the Invisible Pyramid.
Who?
Tananaqua.
What the hell is the deal with that anyway? Is it like Castlevania or something?
Many pop culture films are loosely based on historical accuracy. Perhaps the creators of that show had the legend of Tananaqua's pyramid and adapted it for their own purposes.
Is it magic?
Of sorts. I never learned the secret of it. It's old magic. Tananaqua is old. Very old. Some say she was the wife of Upe Liki.
Who the fuck is that?
The first known vampire.
Where is that son of a bitch?
Oh, long dead. Or so we believed.
Yeah, and you also believed that Tananaqua was the only queen.
True.
Okay, let's wrap this up, collect the remains, and when we get back to the base, burn them all until there's nothing left.
And we have to do it before sundown, or else the remains will begin to reconstitute.
Right. Everybody, wrap up your meals. We're going before the cops get here. Someone's bound to have heard the fucking screams.
The Vampires of Whitechapel will return after these brief messages.
Claire here with a special announcement. Contrary to popular belief, I didn't cancel Dr. Geek's laboratory. It fell into development purgatory thanks to MacGuffinite crystals or some such science from fiction nonsense. I've put an end to that. I locked all the staff inside the laboratory for the duration of the crisis. Now they can create 24/7 without petty distractions like home lives or free will. Look for new Dr. Geek episodes coming soon. The Gay Dynamics, last up against the wall when the robots rise.
Who in the hell is it?
Alistair Conacher.
Who's he?
Jack the Ripper, at your service.
Yeah, right. I thought we agreed to keep our distance, Alistair.
Yes, Ulfa, that is true. Yet I may need your assistance.
My assistance? A vampire asking a werewolf for assistance? What could I possibly do for you?
Well, you see, Alf...
Ulfa.
It's really not that important. Anyway, we have a little problem. Blood Reapers.
Blood Reapers. Are you serious?
Deadly serious.
Okay. Still not seeing how this affects me.
Well, here's the thing. Until the Blood Moon, we can't fight them. They're too powerful.
Oh. Then you're fucked. The Blood Moon isn't until November.
We're well aware.
It's why we're here.
Okay. We've danced around this enough. What do you want from me?
To lead us to your pack. And then vamp up.
Excuse me.
We want you to become vampires.
Is that even possible?
In your humanoid form, yes. Once you go wolf, no. So, time's of the essence.
You know it doesn't matter if it's a full moon or not, right? We can wolf out whenever we choose.
Of course. But you're at your peak on full moons. Nigh unstoppable. And with vampiric blood, there'll be no match for you.
Nor will you.
Can you be a bit more ominous? I think we missed your pitch.
Look, your pack will be the most powerful in all of England. The world, even. You'll never be harassed by vampires again. We'll all be too fearful of you.
For once, we'd be at the top of the food chain.
Indeed.
You and I, we came to an understanding. My pack wouldn't hunt you while you were in our territory. You would not harm a single wolf in our pack. But this?
Thing of the power, mate!
That's just it. You won't be giving this for free. How many of my brothers and sisters will die in your war? Perhaps I should wait and see how it all shakes out.
That would be very foolish of you.
And why is that?
Because, my friend, once they finish with us, they'll be looking for other feeding sources. And perhaps one of us, in a fit of fear, may reveal that werewolves do exist as well.
And you would have no chance against them. You turned down that power and the opportunity to save all of us.
I'm proud of you.
I'm sorry?
I'm proud of you, Larissa.
And why is that?
I can't believe how quickly you've put this all together.
Someone's booking for a promotion.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the vampire FBI. You even have us filing reports.
We can't just be running around trying to find cells.
Covens.
Sorry?
They're called covens.
Like witches?
Something like that.
I've always hated that they're called that. It's so... Anne Rice.
Do witches exist? What's so fucking funny?
Witches? Did you just ask if there are such things as witches?
Well, are there?
I have no idea.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about that. About our endgame.
Oh?
If vampires exist, who's to say the other supernatural creatures of myth don't?
Agent Larissa Cantello, don't tell me you believe in ghosts now.
Hell, I don't know. I didn't believe in fucking vampires until Thomas.
you were saying?
Yes, before we cash in our chips and, well, I honestly don't know how we're gonna off ourselves. I mean, how do vampires even commit suicide? Anyway, maybe we should make sure there aren't any other soups out there we need to rid the world of first. Witches, ghouls, goblins, leprechauns. Ooh, and zombies.
Ugh. I don't think I want zombie blood.
Yeah, maybe not zombies. Maybe we just fuck them up. We don't use them as a food source, but maybe we don't have to end after the vamps are gone.
It makes sense. I'll talk to Lydia and see if they have any records of other supernatural creatures.
And it sure as hell beats the alternative.
Good. If we have to be the vampire Scooby-Doo gang, so be it.
The what?
Oh, you poor sheltered child.
How soon until we arrive?
We have arrived, Your Majesty, as you commanded.
Excellent. Have the Protectorate been notified of our arrival?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I will go at once.
Of course, Your Highness.
Your Majesty, Queen Taninacqua, what a pleasure to see you again. What brings you all the way to Transylvania?
The Council has fallen.
What?
Blood Reapers have risen in England, and they have gone out of control. I was the only one to escape alive.
Blood Reapers? Oh, Jamoy.
Has he stirred yet?
No.
Strange, considering all of his children, save Jakihotep, have just been devoured by cannibals. You would have thought that he might want to wake up!
Your Majesty, I protest. You cannot call to the Fathered like that.
Shut up, you fool. I can do as I wish. Where the hell is Vlad?
Vlad Dracul?
How many Vlads do you know?
It is Transylvania, ma'am.
Fair point. Yes, Vlad Dracul.
Your Majesty, surely you know Vlad Dracul has been dead for many hundreds of years. Mehmed II had his head on a pike for months before he burned it on a pyre.
It's been a while since I've been back.
What will you have me do, Your Eminence?
We wait for his rise.
For Vlad Dracul's rise?
No, you fool. For the one you are protecting.
Your Majesty, he has not stirred in nearly 1,000 years. And even then, it was just a slight stirring.
Then we need to coax him back out. Bring me all the virgins from the villages below.
All of them?
Yes, all of them. He always had a thing for virgin blood.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Vampires of Whitechapel. If you like our show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of the podcast apps that podcasts are aired. Be sure to rate and review our show on Podchaser and other apps. It's how others can join our vampire coven. If you'd like to listen to commercial-free versions of this podcast and ensure the next season of Vampires of Whitechapel, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. We will have exclusive Vampires of Whitechapel content, including Patreon-only episodes, early access to these episodes, and behind-the-scenes interviews with actors and creators. All just for you. The part of Ariana Grayson was played by Kat Noel. Jack the Ripper and Alistair Conacher were played by Alexander Dotti. Larissa Cantello was played by Rita Della Torre. Lydia Grosvenor was played by Karen Hemdahl. Sebastian was played by J.C. Della Torre. This episode guest starred Marco Neumeister as Brom, Scott Hill as Malachi, Joy Gherkin as Nocturna, Anne Foster as Samara, Peter Lazarus Sevick as the Protectorate Leader, Aaron B. Lillis as Queen Taninacqua, Derek Alvarez as the Vampire Servant, and Craig Starrod as Ufer. This episode was written, produced, and directed by J.C. Della Torre. Music for this episode was created by J.C. Della Torre and Atlantis Paradox. The Vampires of Whitechapel theme, Awakening, and closing theme, Dark Legacy, was composed and performed by Midnight Syndicate. You can find out the latest news and developments regarding this audio drama at vampiresofwhitechapel.transmissionsfromatlantis.com. and our Facebook page. Be sure to follow the Vamps on Twitter at Vampires of WC, at Ariana Grayson, at Alistair the Vamp, and at Jack the Ripper WC. But be warned, if you at them, they just may at you back. Join the discussion on the Vampires of Whitechapel Discord channel, hosted by Cast Junkie. This has been a production of the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Until next time, keep the lights on, and don't walk down any dark streets.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.